In Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafei Amud Alef, Tanu Rabbanan. Pam Achat. You'll notice that the Gemara will sometimes bring stories, the Braisos and Mishnayos will sometimes bring stories that begin with Maise. Sometimes they'll bring stories with Pam Achat. I don't know what Maise means. I don't know what Pam Achat means. I don't know. But the fact that there are different terms that introduce a story teaches me something, and I don't yet know what that is. I'm still waiting to find the place where one of the commentaries will explain it to me. I don't know what it means, but I'm sure they knew what it meant.
Yes, Rabbi?
I don't remember if I ever got to ask Rav Pesin Zatzal. I don't remember.
That's a good question to ask Rav Pesin.
I think I asked him, and I don't remember that he answered me, but could be he answered me and I don't remember. I do have in mind that I asked him. But it could be that he told me it's written in his notes, that I should look at his notes that he gave me. So I have to check. Pam achat nitkashru shemayim be'avim v'niret dmut levana be'esrim v'tisha l'chodesh. The heavens got covered with clouds, and it looked like they saw the moon on the 29th of the month. So kasvurin ha'am lomar rosh chodesh. People figured, okay, we see that moon out there, the sun set, and there's some light over there, must be the moon, so it's Rosh Chodesh. Uvikshu bet din lekadesho, and the courts wanted to designate it that on the day after the 29th would be the first of the next month to sanctify it. Amalem Rabban Gamliel, so Rabban Gamliel said to the courts, Kach mikublani mibet aviaba, I have the following tradition from my father's father. You remember we said that there are those that want to say anytime it says Avi Abba, that's a reference to David HaMelech. En chidusha shel levana pchuta me'esrim v'tisha yom u'mechza v'shnei shlishei sha'a v'ein gimel chalakim. The new moon takes a minimum of 29 and a half and 2/3 of an hour and 72 chalakim. So, continuation of the story, Rabbi Gamliel vetoes. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it's not the new month. And the next day, he says, is day number 30. Rosh Chodesh is going to be the following day. And we have a halacha that on Rosh Chodesh we don't eulogize, unless it's the head of the generation. And even then, we don't eulogize, unless it's a huge person. So there was a man named Ben Zaza whose mother passed away on that day, the 30th of the month, where the nation thought it might be Rosh Chodesh. And Rabbi Gamliel got up there and gave a great eulogy. She didn't deserve such a eulogy. But rather so that the nation will know that the courts did not sanctify the month. The new month would begin the next day. Look at Rashi. Sheyed'u shelo kitshubetin et ha'chodesh. Notice that Rashi takes out the word ha'am. And Rashi says, She'en maspidim b'yom tov. So, what does Rashi mean? Is he calling Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov? Or does he mean that this whole story happened in Elul? That it was a question whether it would be Rosh Hashanah or not. And then Rabbi Gamliel eulogized it. That's why he says it's Yom Tov. I don't know. Halacha Rabbi Akiva, we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva went and he found him upset. So the Gemara says, Ibailuhu, the students asked, Mi meitzer, Rabbi Akiva meitzer or Rabbi Yeshua meitzer? Who found whom upset? Rabbi Akiva went and Rabbi Yeshua found Rabbi Akiva upset, or Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua upset, Tashma Detanya. Halacha Rabbi Akiva umtzol Rabbi Yeshua kshu meitzer. The Braisa says that it was Rabbi Akiva who found his Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya upset. So he asked him, Rabbi, why are you upset? He says, I'd rather be sick in bed for a year than have such a decree. This needs work. First of all, what's the connection? You could say stump. He said an exaggeration.
No, if he's sick, he doesn't have to fast on the day that he thinks is whatever.
Okay. Secondly, we have a rule that l'olam al yiftach adam piv la'satan. Should never say something like that. So why did he say it? Amar lo Rebbe, tarsheni lomar lefanecha davar echad shelimdtani. So Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi, let me say something. You taught me something. Let me say. So it's interesting that before he talks Torah, he asks permission. And that could be, this idea of asking permission before he talks Torah, could be that's based on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, Chacham Enom Daber, Bifnei Mi Shegadol Mimenu Bechokhmah V'Minyan. And it could be that it's based on Halacha and Limud Torah. If Derech Eretz is, you're not going to talk Torah in front of a Rebbe. Maybe Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbo, even though this isn't really Halacha actually. It is going to be Halacha. Okay. So Rabbi Akiva is going to quote to Rabbi Yeshua something that Rabbi Yeshua taught him. Amar lo emor. So Rabbi Yeshua said, speak. Amar lo arei umer atem atem atem. Pasuk says, atem three times. And we understand it to mean, atem afilu shogegim, atem afilu mezidin, atem afilu mutin. So let's see the pasuk inside. It says, Eile moadei Hashem asher tikru otam b'moadam. Says Asher tikru'u otam Moadei Hashem Asher tikru'u otam Mikrei Kodesh. And I don't remember the third. So it's not really atem. It says otam. Eile Moadei Hashem Asher tikru'u otam Asher tikru'u Moadei Hashem Asher tikru'u otam b'moadam. And the third one I don't remember. So we read it. It's written without a vav. So we read it as though it would say atem, asher tikru atem, that you will declare these days. Atem, it's teaching us, you declare the days, afilu shogegin. Even if you thought you should make it a leap month, you should make it a month of 30 days, okay, you could, whatever you say is done. Atem, afilu mezidin, even if you knew you were mistaken, but you decided to change the calendar, what you say, that's what happens. Atem afilu mutin. Even if you are misled by false witnesses, which is what Rabbi Akiva thinks happened here. B'lashon hazeh amar lo. So Rabbi Yeshua answered him saying the following. Akiva nichamtani nichamtani. Akiva, you have comforted me. You have comforted me. In the Mishnah, it says that he told them something, and it doesn't say if Rabbi Yeshua was appeased.
Then he went over to Rabbi.
He went to Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, but it doesn't say how he left the conversation with Rabbi Akiva. Now, in the back of the Gemara, you have a commentary called the Yafei Inaim. What he does is he quotes primarily from the Jerusalem Talmud, from the Yerushalmi, but also from Midrashim that are similar and supplement our Gemaros. Very often you have a Gemara that tells you part of the story, and in the Midrash you have a few more words that supplement the story. So there's a Yerushalmi here. I don't know if he quotes it. Let's see.
There is a kind of Gemara itself to look for it.
What?
In the Gemara, there is a key to look for it.
On the Gemara, no. But if you look in the back, the Yafei Einayim.
For that, you need to know where to look and what to look for. No?
So I'm telling you, this is the commentary, the Yafei Einayim.
Where is Yafei Einayim?
After the Marsha, you have a few short commentaries. You have the Marsha, then the Rashash, and then after that, you have a few short ones, and then the Yafei Einayim takes a few pages. So let's see if he quotes it. Tav. He quotes the sources, but he doesn't tell you what it says there. He says that the Jerusalem Talmud says two things differently than could be they put them all together in their conglomerate of commentaries on each page. So the Jerusalem Talmud says a filu anusim, even if the Beis Din was forced, and even if the witnesses were found edim zomimin, still the new month is enacted. But the other stuff, got to look it up in there. Back to our Gemara. Sorry. Balo etzel Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, Rabbi Akiva came to Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, who said to him, we can't judge after the leaders of the generation. They're the leaders, we go with them. Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following Braisa. Let's open up to the Tosefta. Because there's a Braisa from the Tosefta. So in the back of the Gemara, you have the Tosefta. Now the Tosefta goes in the general order of the Mishnah. The chapters are not divided necessarily along the chapters of our Mishnah, but the order of the Mishnah, the order of the Braisos does follow the order of the Mishnayos. Okay, just one second. Okay. Says the Yerusha, the Tosefta. Halacha Yud Zayin. Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin. You got it? Just before Perek Beis. Tell me when you got it. Rachi Yud Zayin says Yerusha the Tosefta. Lama non parshu shmotan shel zkenim shlo kol echad veechad omer hareini ba leakish et Rav Ploni leeldad umeidad. Chazal don't tell us the zkenim, so people shouldn't say, oh, let me compare him to Eldad and Meidad. They were prophets. Hareini ba leakish et Rav Ploni leNadav veAvihu. Does this guy come close to the giants of that generation, Nadav and Avihu? V'chein omer השם אשר עשה את משה ואת אהרון ואומר וישלח שם תירבאל בית בדן ותפתח את שמואל ירבאל זה גדעון בדן זה שמשון יפתח כמשמעו ואומר משה ואהרון בכהניו שקל הכתוב שלושה כלי עולם בין שלושה גדולי עולם ללמדך שבית אינו של ירבאל לפני המקום כבית אינו של משה. The Torah mentions the heavyweights with the lightweights. It tells me the names of Moshe, Aaron, Shmuel together with Shimshon, Yiftach and Gidon, to tell me that in Hashem's eyes, the courts of Gidon are like the courts of Moshe. Ubetino shel Yiftach gadol lifnei hamakom kebetino shel Shmuel. And the court of Yiftach in the eyes of Hashem is like the court of Shmuel. Lodiachash kol mishne itmana panas atzibur, to tell you that if someone was appointed, that he is responsible for a congregation of ilukal shebakalim shakul kavir shebavirim. As light as he is. And Shemayim, they give him heavyweight stature. לכן הוא אומר, ובטל לכהנים הלווים אל השופט, אין לך אשר יהיה בימים מהם, אין לך לשופט שבדורך, ואומר, אל תאמר מה היה. So that's the Tosefta. Now let's see the Gemara's quote on the Tosefta. And whenever the Gemara quotes the Tosefta, if you open up the source, you suddenly see nuances of change that are very interesting. So let's see if there are any here. Nadav and Avihu? Yeah. I'm happy you noticed this. this coming year, Bezrat Hashem, when you reach the words Bikrovaya Kadesh, you'll see Rashi. You'll see that that's how Rashi explains.
Where is that?
Shmini.
Explain?
Rashi quotes that Moshe said to Aaron that Hashem told me the giants of the Jewish people are going to die, and I was sure it's me and you, Moshe said to Aaron, but now I know that your two children were greater than us. Hashem said, Bikrovai, with those that are closest to me, Ekadesha will be sanctified over the people. Okay? No, so weren't they the giants? Isn't that what it says?
Through another round? Even through another round?
Oh, obviously that needs discussion. What was their avera? Coming close to Hashem. What was their avera? They tried too much. Tough. Back to our Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Now we're quoting the Tosefta in the Gemara. Why doesn't the Torah spell out the names of the elders? Notice that the Gemara sticks in Moshe and Aaron into the equation. Is so and so, is my rabbi like Moshe and Aaron? Is my judge like Nadav and Avihu? Like Eldad and Medad? Veomer, you see the pasuk says, Veomer Shmuel Elaham, Hashem Asher Asad Moshe and Aaron. So Shmuel says to the nation, Hashem, who made miracles by me, like Moshe and Aaron and Yerubal and Bedon and Yiftach and me. So Shmuel begins with Moshe and Aaron, and then he says later on in his speech, "Vayishlach Hashem Yerubal vet Bedon vet Yiftach vet Shmuel," and he sticks his name last after he mentioned Gidon. Yerubal ze Gidon. V'lama shmo nikash shmo Yerubal shasam rivayim abal. Yerubal is really Gidon, but he fought against the Baal. Why does the Brice have to tell me that? Don't I know it from Tanakh? Answer, no. In Tanakh he was called Yerubal because the people were upset that he destroyed the Baal's altar. So they said, they called him Yerubal, saying, Yarev bo abal. They called his name Yerubal Lemo. They said, hey, the Baal should fight him. So why are we calling him Yerubal? So the Brisa says, yeah, we reverse it. We call him Yerubal because he fought the Baal. Meaning that's why the Brisa has to explain. I'm not calling him Yerubal like they called him Yerubal. They called it as a curse. They changed Gidon's name to Yerubal, meaning the Baal will fight him. Bidan, Zeshimshon, Belam, Nikashmo Bidan, Dati Midan. Okay? Yiftach, Kimashmo. So Shmuel begins his speech. He says, Hashem sent you great leaders to do miracles. Moshe, Aaron, Gidon, Shimshon, Yiftach, and me. He's not going in chronological order because Yiftach was before Shimshon. Chazal say, why did he put his name last, Moshe Aaron in the beginning? He belongs with Moshe and Aaron, not with the final three. The final three, says the, we'll see in a second, are the lightweights of the world. Shmuel is the heavyweight of the world. The Gemara says, yeah, it's an equation. The pasuk, you see, the pasuk puts Shmuel together with Moshe and Aaron. It equates them with them. So then why is he with the lightweights? Shakal akatuv shloshakal olam kishloshachomurei olam. The pasuk equated the lightweights of the world with the heavyweights of the world. To teach you that Gidon in his generation is like Moshe in his generation. Doesn't mention his court. Doesn't mention his being loved before Hashem. The Braisa, the way the Gemara is quoting it, we'll see in a second, is telling me something else. Bidan bidoro, Ka'aron bidoro, Yiftach bidoro, Kishmuel bidoro. So it goes in order. Moshe, Aaron, Shmuel. Gidon, that's the order in the pasuk. Moshe, Aaron, Shmuel. So the, and then the pasuk says, Gidon, Shimshon, Yiftach. So it equates Gidon with the first one, with Moshe. Shimshon with Aaron. Yiftach with Shmuel. Gidon is Yerubal. Gidon is Yerubal. Okay. So, Gidon fought the Midianites. Who Moshe came from? Gidon. He had a miracle with water, dew, and maybe there's more room to see where Gidon and Moshe have things in common. Shimshon and Aaron, okay. Aaron is Nazir Hashem, separated for Hashem, and Shimshon was a Nazir. Yiftach and Shmuel, okay, so that's they're antithetical to one another. Yiftach's error, okay, let's leave it. L'lamedcha she'afilu kal shebakalin v'nitmana parnas al hatzibur harei hu kabir shebaavirim. To tell you that even the lightest, if he's appointed leader of the people, so then he is like the heaviest of the heavy. Towards
who?
Obviously, I can only go to the judge that's alive in my day and age. Why does the pasuk have to tell me, go to the judge in your days? So that's why the pasuk tells us that it's not smart of you if you look back and you say, ah, the earlier generations were better. Because you have to know that there's no way the later generations are going to be as good as the earlier generations, and your responsibility is to be with those of your generation. You have to seek out the judge of your day. So the way the Gemara presents it, it has nothing to do with Hashem, it has to do with us. We shouldn't be looking the other way. And the Tosefta really quotes the end remarks that the Gemara quotes here. This is all from the Tosefta. But the Tosefta still puts a stress on how Hashem views the judge. Hashem says, the lightweight is like the heavyweight. Natal maklo motav biyado. So Rabbi Yehoshua takes his staff and his money and goes to Rabbi Gamliel on the day that he factors should be Yom Kippur. Tan Rabbanan, kivan shira'oto. The Braisa says, when Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Yehoshua, amad mikiso v'n shakwal rosho. He stood up from his chair and kissed him on the head. Amar lo shalom alecha Rebbe v'talmidi. Rebbe shelimatani Torah berabim. Rebbe, because you taught me Torah in the masses. V'talmidi sheni guzer alecha gzera v'atam kema ketalmid. I mean, you're my Talmud, because when I tell you what to do, you listen the way a Talmud does. Ashrei ador shagdolim nishmeim laktanim. Praised is the generation where the giants listen to the small ones. Kal vachomer ktanim lagdolim. How much more so the little ones listen to the big ones. Kal vachomer chiyuvo. The Gemara says, what do you mean, kal vachomer? They have to. The big ones, they don't have to, but they have to. What it means is, you don't need a kal vachomer to prove it. Obviously, the little ones have to listen to the big ones. The idea is, when the little ones see that the big ones are listening to them, to the leaders who are little, so then obviously the little people also listen to the big leaders. To the little leaders, I'm sorry. To the little leaders, like Rabbi Gamliel, who was the young Nasi. Adran alachim minan makirin, adran alachim minan makirin, adran alachim minan makirin. Ra'u betin v'chol Yisrael. If the courts and all of Israel saw the new moon, nechkiru ha'idim v'lo spikru ma'am mekudash, they check out the witnesses, but the courts didn't manage to say mekudash ad shechashicha till the next day, sundown. Ha'reza mu'bar, you lost it. So then that month will have 30 days. Even though we all know that yesterday should have been the first of the month, everyone saw the new moon. All of Israel saw it. Nonetheless, if they couldn't say Mekudash, so then that day is not Rosh Chodesh, and the next day, the 31st, will be Rosh Chodesh.
The
that's a machloket we saw earlier.